Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Step outside today. Yeah, fall is fully upon us. Has been for a few days. That means it's hoodie weather. What better way to get ready for the weather outside than to make sure you've got your limited edition fan hoodie from the brand new Fan Store? Visit 937thefan.com/store now to get your exclusive merchandise today. Did they hook you up with one yet, Jim?
Yeah, that was the question, Jim. What's happening here?
I haven't asked for one.
Well, why don't you go in? Wait a minute.
You're
wait
a connoisseur of hoodies.
Here. Forget connoisseur of hoodies. He's also an A1 talent, big dog.
I'm a major personality at this
that
radio
you
station.
Are. Yes. Why don't you who's handling these hoodies here?
Our promotions people, I guess.
Okay, like Amanda and Celeste and everybody.
Amanda get you one.
Why don't you walk in there and say, listen, there is no bigger guy in this place than me, right? People,
do you know who the hell I am?
I have a video presence every morning, right? Twitter. Yeah. You can follow the gym videos every day. We put it out there, @FanMorningShow on Twitter. If we want to pump these things, there's no better visibility than Jimbo having a 937 The Fan hoodie.
You would think, but
I'm not jagging around here.
I know
I'm
you're
being
not.
Totally serious.
I know you're not.
Hit me off with a hoodie. I want to wear it. You will wear it. I do know this. If he finds a favorite,
yes,
blue pullover. That is his green Gucci suit. he will wear it on the regular. Like if you like this hoodie, you will wear it 3-4 days a week.
I got to rotate him. Once hoodie season really takes full effect and we're kind of there.
We're there.
Well, we should be, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I got to rotate. I got to rep UNH. Sully owes me a BU hoodie.
Never going to see it.
I probably not.
Even though you gave him, has he ever worn your UNH one? Did he touch base with you on
not
that?
Not that I know of.
That went right in the trash.
I think it's in his office still.
Oh, okay.
Right. I have it on good authority.
Nice. Did it still sitting there?
Yeah.
All right, good All stuff. Right. So you need a 937 The Fan. Like, how do you not have a 937 The Fan
I've
hoodie?
I've got like Wagner's. I got the Smiling Moose.
Uh-huh.
I got a couple, you know, I got
this
several.
This needs to be placed in rotation.
I love several how UNH. Jim pumps places that, number one, don't advertise with us. Two, aren't our station, and he wears their hoodies, but he doesn't have a hoodie of our station
right.
to try to pump our station.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that don't make sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, we're getting our goal and aim is to get you one today. Can you text Amanda, producer Matt?
Yeah.
And ask her, said Jim, what size, Jim? What size do you need?
XL.
XL. Right. For the
delivered
record.
To the studio.
All right, yeah.
She should
by
be walking
10 a.m.
in pretty
she
soon.
Should be around yeah. pretty yeah. soon. She normally gets here between 7:30 and 8.
Yeah.
Okay,
all
if
right.
we get one for you today, will you put it on? Will you change your Wagner's? I know that'll make Joel Wagner not very happy, and he's the happiest man in America.
That's fine.
So, okay, will you change it if we get you one today?
I would put it on today.
Okay.
Yes.
There
all
we
right.
go.
We're
going to
have
all
one
right.
for you in the next 24 hours. I'm
We're going to make
this
happen.
All right, what about
all right.
the Steelers?
So the Steelers are 3-2-1, but I increasingly hear people, you know, people put out their power rankings all the time. Power rankings are what they are. They're rankings. People talking about the Steelers being right there again at the top of the AFC, right behind, basically, the Patriots and Chiefs. Does it feel like they're legitimately, we used the word earlier in the week, back?
All right, let's
are they
work,
back to where they to where we expected them to be at the beginning
from
of the season?
Backwards, forwards.
Okay.
None of the AFC South teams are better than the Steelers, right?
They're terrible.
The Titans and the Texans are on top of that division. And are the Jaguars are 3-3, but can they step up and beat anybody?
When they get Fournette healthy, I think maybe they find some things.
But is that going to happen? They cycle through running backs because everybody's injured. So
well, Fournette's not going to help their defense against Dallas.
Correct.
I mean, that was just unbelievable.
So do we eliminate the South teams or not? At all
yes,
3-3?
Just cross all four of them off.
Okay, well, because the Colts are nothing.
Yes.
All right, and then let's move on to – let's forget about the North for a minute. Let's move on. The Chiefs are the Chiefs the best team in the AFC? Is that where we are with it? Are the Patriots the best team in the AFC?
I think the Patriots are the best team in the AFC until proven otherwise.
And then are the Chargers among that group?
I have a hard time considering a team with Phil Rivers at quarterback.
And then we think the Dolphins are just a fraudulent record, right?
Yes. Oh.
At 4-2.
So really it comes down to the Patriots and the Chiefs out of those two
and
divisions.
And then that's before we talk about the Bengals and the Ravens.
Right.
I don't think there's any question, if you look at the point totals, too, that the Ravens may be playing the best defense of anybody in the AFC.
They've only given up 77
I mean,
points
they even
in
given
six
up,
games.
Right, they haven't even given up 100 points yet.
They got 30 sacks last week.
They just
yes.
And so the Steelers, I think, are there, but I think that you look at the Chiefs are a cut above. Are the Patriots also a cut above?
Yes. I think it's Patriots and Chiefs.
I agree.
1A, 1B, whatever you want to call them, 1-2.
And then
in the
a
AFC.
Canister of five teams after that?
So Steelers, Bengals, Ravens.
Uh-huh. Chargers.
And Chargers.
Are they in there? Because the Dolphins are.
Jim. See, Chris, you said exactly what I've always felt that way about Rivers. I am so glad the Steelers didn't pick him back then.
Well, I think a lot of people are.
He seems like a decent guy, and I like his fiery temperament. But no, I'm not a believer in them.
So it's Steelers, Bengals, Ravens for you. In that
yeah,
next
and
tier.
I'm not gonna. You know, I'm gonna sound a little Dre Kirkpatrick here.
Here we go.
But I'm not gonna. I'm not sold.
You think
on the
Bengals are better than the Steelers?
No. I'm not going.
That's
that
Dre Kirkpatrick.
I'm going Dre Kirkpatrick as a Pittsburgh person saying that I'm not going to believe that the Ravens are better
than the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think the Steelers' defense is I think they're figuring things out.
I could tell you that. And especially Artie Burns.
Like I said, they're figuring things out that maybe he shouldn't be a part of things moving forward. But Hayden has turned back into a shutdown corner, and that's made the defense so much better.
You're not going to tell me the Bengals are better than the Steelers
no.
right now.
Oh, absolutely
the
not.
The jury is out on the Ravens because they lost to them at Heinz Field. They'll mm-hmm. get another crack in 2 weeks. And that's in the next 2 weeks, I think we find out a lot. If they stomp the Browns, put the Browns in their place, and beat the Ravens in Baltimore, okay, now they're back to where I think.
So does it come down to, are the Steelers the best team in the AFC North? That's what it's going to come down to. One of the AFC North teams is going to have to jump up and beat Kansas City or jump up and beat the Patriots. Aren't we here same old, no matter how. We put it through the sifter, and it's going to come out like it does every year, right?
You know what? I'm not going to write Jacksonville off quite yet. I need to see more of what
I
saw
last
week.
I want to. And maybe the urge is that I shouldn't, but I'm just doing it because
it's
still upset.
Blake Bortles
and I'm still upset about the playoff loss.
Yeah.
But they are 3-3, though, Jim.
Oh, I know.
And they're riddled with injury.
Yes. But I'm just saying that I'm not going to just because of what happened in 1 week. And I know they've lost two other games, but the Patriots were involved in that. So I'm not going to write Jacksonville off. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.